go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Special day today. I appreciate y'all, man. I really love what y'all doing out there in these streets. All of y'all, some of y'all, not all of y'all, some of y'all. Now, what we talking about today, something very important that y'all need to know, because this got to stop. A lot of this shit got to stop. I think the number one thing that got to stop, fellas, and you know, to the ladies too, but more so to the fellas. You never needed the validation from your friends when it came to girls. That was some of the dumbest thinking we had going on. Because, like, it made y'all lie for a long time. The girls that used to beat y'all up, y'all had a crush on. That's what it was. You was emotionally damaged because she used to tear your shoulder up. All this time, you making jokes about her, and she bigger than you. But you had a crush. And you was out here lying. Yeah, see, that's the thing I never understood. I don't know how we went with that one. That you look towards your homies or your homeboy to make sure it was okay with them for you to like her. That was stupid. That's kind of stupid, though, if you really think about it. It's dumb. You know what I mean? And then here's the thing about it. Like, and we all want. Every guy want, not, you know, not every, but you know what I mean. The guy wanted the girl that everybody else wanted. You know what I mean? Or they at least wanted the girl that was attractive to other people. You know what I mean? And that's cool. That's dope, right? But at the same time, like, some of y'all lying. Some of y'all like the ones that a lot of other people don't find as attractive. And y'all be living in y'all lie. And we can see. And we can see it. That's crazy. If I look over at my homie and be like waiting for his okay. You know what I mean? No, man. The real ones did a lot of dirt solo. Like, I feel like if you on a gang of missions, and majority of the missions, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was either a two-man, three-man, four-man squad or whatever. I feel like you can't be mentioned with the greats. You can't be mentioned with the goats if majority of your missions you needed, you know, tag team partner or assistance. Majority of your damage is supposed to be done solo. And then by that builds up the confidence or just a way of thinking that I'm dating who I approve of, who I'm attracted to, no matter what somebody else thinks. Right? And that's what it's supposed to be about, man. You don't need no outside validation. That can be dangerous. Here's the thing. I think the mother-son relationship is dope. Because, you know, mom is always going to look out, you know what I'm saying, for her puppies. Always. And when it comes to that mother-son relationship, it's Hawkeye. Oh, my God. It's laser focused on every girl that they start to date. Their emotions is already invested because they're already drawing up the fairy tale. And as soon as something goes wrong, unless, no, in some cases, you got a lot of dudes that be, you know, on that bullshit and they mama know because they know, you know, they, the daddy, he takes after his daddy. So he, so she know who her son is. So she might side with the girl because, and then tell her the truth, like, my son ain't shit for you. But that's a different community right there. Okay. That's a different section.
You know what I'm saying?
Right now we just talking about the mama bear that got the relationship where she's going to make sure she share the game part. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got a son that you know the girls is gonna be all over. You got a lot of work to do, bucko. You got a lot of work to do. But even then, your mom shouldn't dictate like what you really like, though. I think that should be a discussion. You know what I'm saying? So she can be able to help you still, but never say, nah, mom should never, ever have a, I ain't gonna say never ever, but I don't think it's cool for mom to have an input on everything, you know, because some stuff you're just gonna have to know for yourself. Like some stuff is just gonna make you happy and that your mom might not even understand. It might not even be your mom's business. So no, don't look left, don't look right looking for your home. You ain't shit without your homeboys. That's what Pac said. Don't do that. Don't look for them. Go get your queen. You know, and ladies, same thing. Like, and y'all, because y'all worry about so much about what, until y'all get married, then it don't matter. It's like that ring. You know what I'm saying? Everybody bent out of shape. We all out of shape now. But the status, the headline, it's crazy. You know what I mean? But I know there's some lies out there. Because I said this before in the episode, I've been to Jamaica. God willing, I'll be back. And I definitely saw a lot of chicks out there coupled up, bundled up with dudes that they wouldn't even reply to on Twitter. It's looking shaky. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? We got to start thinking about this type of stuff. Women. This is a good one. Women. Women's. I'm talking to the women's out there. Keep your family out your marriage. Oh, hey, there might be a collection plate passed around. So you could put more than cash in there. If you got some candy, go on and put that in there. Okay. If you got, and you know what? I take coins too. All that. You know what? Throw them EBT cards up in there. I'll go shopping because what I'm about to tell you is, sister, keep them out your marriage. Because the most important thing is communication often. And as long as you communicate in the marriage, then you don't have to go to that last resort. Like your friends is your friends, your best friend or your best sibling or your best cousin, whatever, whoever you're the closest to, that's supposed to be like your diary. You know what I mean? Everybody should have a close friend. Everybody should have that one cat that'd be like War Machine. You know what I'm saying? War Machine to Iron Man. Everybody need that right there. So it's like, you need that type of friend. You need that one. That's the one right there. That's the one. You know what I'm saying? But you want to be careful not to tell everything, or you might want to reserve some of that emotion, not too much detail, because that could be used against you in a court of law. Well, not literally, but in the streets, yeah, cats is going to be judging you, judging him, judging her, judging you, because you didn't sit up there and told all your business on Smack DVD, and now people looking at you like, nigga, you just finished giving me some crazy Netflix original lineups, and you still with them? It's getting crazy out there. What is going on? So you can't tell them. You can't tell them everything. You know, fellas do it too. You know, I think it's different journeys after they've told, but they definitely be on some chatty patty stuff, and that's not cool on either side. Because I mean, the one thing about marriage is that, you know, you're going to make it work if you want to make it work. And a sign of not wanting to make it work is going out to the public and saying and crying wolf. So don't do that. That's not good, man. That's not good. That's not good at all. Fellas, now this is the one I know y'all are not going to listen to, because influence is strong. But y'all got to stay away from the red pill community. The red pill community was built by the niggas that wasn't noticeable enough in middle school, high school, you know? They started to pick up a little steam in college. Everybody got a little crazy. Those first couple of years in college, everybody went crazy. Like, nigga, you don't have to get up on time to go to school. Like, you got to wake yourself up. I'm responsible to get up myself and get to class by what? There's no passion behind this. I'm trying to see these different girls. And you trying to tell me that I got to get the English 129? Come on, man. There's baddies around here, man. What are you talking about? But you got to stay away from the red pill, man. The red pill is just built off of insecurity. To me, you know, I think that if you take the red pill, you turn into a super duper, like a super shredder, right? It's just masculine for no reason. I'm man. You got it. It's corny though. It's corny, and it's gonna get you in, like, I think it's gonna get you in some bullshit, man. Niggas gonna be end up fighting, ending up on TMZ and shit like that. Like, y'all gotta chill with this red pill shit. And then y'all keep attacking the same type of women. And the women keep going on there. They hear them attack them and to go viral, to only point them towards, I mean, I'm just crazy, man. That's crazy how they set this stuff up. They got camps and stuff out there for y'all. And y'all paying money. Bro, let me get that bread. I tell you how to be. Hey, y'all spending money. Y'all going to boot camps for a backbone. What's wrong with y'all? What is it, man? Because everything is a lie. Everything is a lie. Like, I've seen up there watch us be, like, when it came to TV shows and movies and stuff like that, knowing that the 90s was an era that was super crazy. The 80s was a probably the best era of all time. God, let me tell you something. Between 80 and 89, it was a time to be alive. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the other centuries and decades and stuff like that. But let me tell you, brother, in the 80s, on this timeline, phenomenal job. Phenomenal job, okay? Like, you really like showed up, swept. Look, stay away from the red pill. All right, be yourself, be confident. You don't have to put down women to like feel good about yourself. It's not going, because that's not you. That's not you. Okay. Like, you got to learn how to. I think everybody should have some type of human study class that's required once a year, just like renewing your license or some shit like that. Because y'all stupid, man. Red pill shit. Women, the low vibrational food plates. Remember that? Remember that? You stop it. Stop doing this stupid shit. Stop listening. Stop doing it. What are y'all doing? Get that plate, eat. We cannot be losing. We can't be down like this in the third quarter. We can't be down. We can't be down by 20 in the third, late in the third, talking about I'm listening to this chick saying because of how my plate is put together. That is bringing low vibrations. It says a lot about me. Eat the food. What kind of stupid is this? Eat the food. I don't care how. Here's the problem. I'm not going to judge how you eat. I'm going to judge how you snore. Eat. I know you eat. The jig is up, my nigga. We know women eat. Women, Marcy, seafood. Nigga, it's a crab legs, shrimp in the freezer. And it's mandatory, like butter. No, you don't understand it. Seafood is in my house. Like, what? Brit eats avocado toast. Yeah, I seen it. Niggas is wild. So niggas eat. Now, I don't know what vibration you got to be on to eat an avocado toast. And I've had an avocado toast on two occasions. I'm 41. And I've only had it twice. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it again. I'm just saying I'm not in a rush. But that doesn't mean that my vibrations is not there. You understand? Don't do that, ladies. Stop listening to women talking about the lowness and the highness of vibrations. We got to stop doing that. We got to stop doing that because it's a lot of love that we need to start sharing out there because y'all niggas is acting stupid. Now, here's the last thing. By now. We've all seen a plethora of those red pop balloon shows. It seems like this time around, they starting to tighten it up a little bit more and having a little bit more serious ones on there instead of the clout chasey ones that we kind of, that we kind of got into that, you know, the reason why we started watching it, because they started showing all the funny ones of niggas just putting down each other. Let me tell you something. Here's what I don't like. It doesn't matter which gender walks out. I've heard some of the dumbest excuses to pop a balloon. that makes me feel like the internet is the reason our downfall is inevitable. Because a nigga said, I popped my balloon because of your shoes. Now, I know it's people out, I know shoe heads out there, shoe admirers, shoe collectors, and all that, you know. Salute to y'all, right? But y'all niggas is out there passing up on a potential dope friend, partner, date because of the shoe. All right. Okay. Because look, to me, if you even on a show like that, and I respect it, you know what I mean? But if you go on a show like that, you can't act a certain way. You can't act like everybody stops in life to watch you step out of the bed. Like, no, nigga. What? Some of y'all niggas need to calm down. Nigga said, I like everything about you, but you give me auntie vibes. Y'all be letting people say stupid shit all the time. All the time. Because she got auntie vibes. And then like, look. Some of them be, okay, look. The women, it cut deep. You know what I'm saying? Because what I found out is the content portion that, I mean, but it's not like it's an unknown thing or anything like that. But a lot of these chicks is like, hey, I'm going to say what I got to say to get my 15 seconds to drive traction to one of my social media accounts. And then, boom, I got you. And then you're going to find out. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But y'all don't think that's weird that they is? It's like, you know, I don't like his fit. Like, you could literally, nobody want to take pride in like fixing somebody up. What happened to that? Like, you know, he got around me, started dressing different. You know what I'm saying? The black woman effect is what they call it. So it's like, yeah, how you gonna shit on a nigga because it's like y'all wait, so you telling me you gonna go in there, right? You gonna line up, it's 9 of y'all, right? It's 9 of y'all. Right? And y'all all got a balloon and whatever the fuck y'all sticking it with. And then y'all want this bad chick, or y'all want this dude to come in. And he's supposed to be perfect just for you to go to go on a date. Just think about how crazy that is. You know what I mean? Like, out of 9 of y'all, and then like 3 or 4 of y'all gotta pop y'all balloon automatically. Like, he gotta pop one of y'all balloons. Like, 3 of y'all. Just off. And then you gotta say mean stuff in a nice way. Oh, no, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you don't want to say nothing about her forehead. So you be like, nah, she, you know, she's beautiful and everything. But, you know, just not my type, you know. And y'all never really have a follow. If, like, the ones that's respectful or either scared, them niggas is not going to have the best explanations. They not. They going to stutter because it's like, they don't want to offend nobody. They trying to play the nice guy game. They trying to run game. Some of them trying to run game. Some of them just really corny and nice, right? And I don't want to say corny because I'm corny. Wait, everybody corny, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of the game right there. That's a part of the game. And I must say, is working, but what's not working is them dumbass excuses. Them dumbass excuses is like, nigga, you come on there and you trying to, everybody's selling themselves. You know what I'm saying? And the niggas is getting balloons popped on them because of the type of jobs they got. I'm like, man, I don't get it. Like, Prince Charming is about to pick you out of the lineup. She's just gonna say, you know what, this is the one. This is the one, number seven. Everybody, stop using the cigarettes. Don't nobody smoke cigarettes. Nobody in your bracket smokes cigarettes. Well, some niggas do. But stop using that one. Hey, niggas is trying to, hey, just to let y'all know out there in the red, busting the red balloon community. When they say, what's a deal breaker? And they say smoking, them niggas ain't got nothing. Them niggas ain't got nothing. They're lying. You know, cigarettes, baby. I can see how that could bother somebody. But that's not going to stop them. That's not a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker. They might talk to you different. That's not a deal breaker. But y'all got to stop that. Y'all got to stop being stupid like that. Y'all got to stop busting y'all balloons because you think that's what you're supposed to do because you're on camera. We watching you. You know what I mean? Y'all nasty for that, man. I don't understand y'all. What is it? What? It's like we keep getting dumber and dumber. Every day, niggas is rapping about they body count, telling you what they did play by play, and then sending their location. So they will do a crime, then go record it within the next couple of hours, alert the away team that we took one of y'all's. At the same time, you're going to go on Twitter and IG, and nothing short of just basically telling them actually what you did in your type of typing language. You know, it's like a code you could break easily. It's not really, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not encrypted at all. You don't have to think that hard to know what's going on. You already put it on the song. Now they about to use it in the court because it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. This is the world that we live in. This is exactly the nigga Drake said, yeah, go that way, little. He thought he was Birdie. Some of y'all, like, I got to talk to my late 80 niggas. Because y'all the ones, it's kind of like, it's y'all fault a little bit. Because y'all, that's y'all era. Like, Drake is y'all GOAT. And that's nasty. And you helped him get there. But y'all gotta answer to that. Somehow, even the niggas that don't like Drake, that's still, y'all gave him that. Y'all allowed it and gave me the same excuse the East Coast niggas gave me when they said we always knew he was corny. But he made the bops. And this is who y'all allowed to have the crown in our culture for however long. And then made an excuse and said, but he going against the ladies. And this goes back to my first topic when I say y'all niggas is looking for validation. Her mother. All right, man. I'm done with this.